Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, through Resolution 2023-014, has established funding priorities to be submitted for the 2023 Alaska Legislative Session. Emergency response and mitigation, road safety and maintenance, solid waste management, as well as quality school facilities are paramount concerns throughout the borough's request for state funding. Each of the listed projects represents a solution to address needs identified by the borough's operational assessment, school district planning, service area boards, and input from the public. Borough Mayor Mike Navarre explained the process of submitting borough priority lists.
This is just really a list for submission into the CAPSIS program that will provide an opportunity if funding is available for legislators to apply some funding to these categories. Now, there aren't a lot of small community projects on this list. Those projects can be submitted directly to legislators. They can load them into the CAPSIS system, and if they come to us and ask for a resolution of support, the assembly could do that rather than trying to compile a whole bunch of projects, small projects from individual communities, that some information of which was gathered when we did the community assistance program meetings. These are larger projects.
In establishing the list of projects for submission to the Capital Improvement Project Information System, a concerted effort was made to identify and prioritize projects that address area-wide needs and provide the maximum benefit to all taxpayers of the borough. The primary large projects submitted through CAPSIS include $4.5 million for emergency power plant replacement improvements for South Peninsula Hospital in Homer, $10 million to improve roads currently maintained by the Kenai Peninsula Borough Road Service Area, close to $8 million for the Seward Flood Service Area for flood mitigation projects, $2 million to improve transfer facilities in various locations across the borough, $275,000 to rehabilitate the sport court of Susan B. English School as a recreational asset to the service area residents in Soldovia, $3.5 million to expand and renovate the fire station, WES Station 3 in Anchor Point, and over $10 million to build a community center in the remote village of Kachemak Silo. Navarre specified some of the specific items on the borough's list.
Other than that, the other ones that are on there are Western Emergency Services, or facility in Anchor Point needs upgrading. You know, they've gone to 56-hour employees now. We configured some space there. The flood service area, we talked about that. That's one of our federal projects. South Peninsula Hospital is also one of our federal projects. And area-wide road improvements, we just asked for lump sum money because we could utilize it anywhere. The road service area has roads across the borough.
The repair booklet contains capital priorities for the borough, the school district, and borough service areas. The Kenai Chamber of Commerce held their 2023 Job Shadow Day luncheon on Wednesday at Kenai Christian Church for Kenai Central High School juniors and seniors looking to explore the wide variety of careers that the peninsula has to offer. Around 90 students attended the luncheon, and they were placed in host businesses for a shadowing experience. Cheyenne Helm of the Kenai Chamber of Commerce talks about the significance of this program.
You know, we've got the students to their businesses to, you know, kind of get out in the workforce and see what it's like. And, you know, we've got a fun-filled day for them, and we're just really excited about it.
Helm also discussed the variety of jobs that students were interested in exploring this year.
So we've got different hair salons, the Army National Guard, we have the Kenai Police Department, Kenai Fire Department. We just have so many different businesses, from Kenai to Soldotna, you know, out on K Beach, just kind of everywhere.
Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel, who spoke to the students at the Job Shadow Luncheon, discussed the opportunities for students across the Kenai.
You can get a job pretty much anywhere if you want to learn and put the time in.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.